and thank you for listening to the Skeptics in the Pub online podcast. This unedited audio is taken from Skepticamp 2024 and was recorded in front of a live audience in Manchester on the 18th of October 2024. A video of this, and many of the recordings hosted by Skeptics in the Pub online, are still available on our YouTube channel. We hope you enjoy this podcast, and if you would like to support what we do, you can join our Patreon. Find us at Patreon, Skeptics in the Pub online.
Next up, we have Serdar, who's going to tell us how stray dogs became a threat to national security.
Hello. Today, I'm sorry about the paper because it's difficult to memorize another language. Today, I'm going to talk about stray dogs. How they escalate into a conspiracy narrative. But before that, I'll explore today rather unpleasant universe by highlighting some of the best, some of the worst bits, like dog attacks and harm to children. So, but no worries, nothing to discomfort, I hope, except this little doggy. All right, here we go. These two tweets sparkled the idea of this talk. This guy is a writer of conspiracy fiction and books, and he's bringing his own style to the stray dog issue. So apparently, these animal welfare gang who are protecting stray dogs are actually with German spies to spark a civil war in Turkey, and just like they did before somewhere else, like Iran or Ukraine or Egypt. But let's unpack this stray dog issue a little bit. Turkey is famous with street dogs and cats. And it's not surprising to see a local butcher reserving a chunk of bone for the local dog or some liver. They are no longer strays. They became some sort of animals or pets without homes. They have been part of memes all over the internet. And this famous photo morphed into a beautiful public art sculpture. And funny enough, this was stolen at some point. And Russia took this very, very seriously. Yes, Igor, Russia. Fortunately, it was found and evaded a war. Anyway, I love this the most, Boji the commuter dog. He was commuting in ferries and in subways. You can see him, you could see in Istanbul. And he was part of the global media. And we'll come to him later. But sadly, he's probably following his old steps with his deceased owner. Getting rid of dog was an idea since Ottoman times, though. I mean, once Ottomans rounded up 80,000 stray dogs, exiled them into an island, nearby empty island, lot of heartbreaking howls and terrible smell, and an earthquake in Istanbul. And since then, this island is called Hayırsızat, or inauspicious island, a tough word for me. Things are more civil right now, but there was a no-kill legislation until 2 months ago. But it was a toothless law because there was no reinforcement for the local governments. Since the ruling party was dominant in local governments, there was no intention to fix that. And without population control, the number of stray dogs increased, so is the reported dog attacks. You can find lots of videos and photos about dog attacks or dog attack victims and attacking dogs. And however, most are unverified at best, and many are obvious fake news, largely distributed by these sock puppet accounts. And of course, the conspiracy narrative. They were pointing out the classical evil plots like global elites, of course, Jews, And much like QAnon, the harm to children is at the core of the panic. Child killer dogs, dogs massacring children, these are all extending the gore to the language as well. They were playing this constant conspiracy bingo, spitting keywords around. And of course, they were like talking about the, some hostile groups and their associations, dog associates, like dog associations, dog worshippers. That's an interesting term, right? Dog worshipper. Yeah. It's an actually an interesting wordplay, an insulting wordplay, mocking those with devotion to dogs and for implying an almost like fanatical or almost religious-like reverence, right? And there is also this. This is a portrayal of cartoonish stray woman portrayed in a in the most misogynistic way you can ever imagine. I mean, ugly, middle-aged feminist woman. And they also use some homophobic and racist slurs. Sometimes this nonsense goes beyond tweets. I mean, remember Boje became a sort he became a sort of PR mascot for the Istanbul local government. However, this sweet canine citizen has been accused by a disgusting crime, a poop on a tram seat. And plot twist, the security footage shows a man, I'll call it bipedal devil. He was pulling a piece of poop from his pocket and placing on the seat. Think about it. I mean, this guy and basically actually went to the trouble to frame a stray dog just for some partisan reasons. Of course, the government. And they kicked in a new legislation and legal ground to kill millions of stray dogs. Erdogan, thank you. And moreover, they gave the legal responsibility of euthanasia to local government after the opposition took over local councils after a landslide victory in the last local election. Just coincidence. And it wasn't a surprise because President Erdogan knows much better than anyone how to feed the polarization. Sufficiently polarized voters will not leave the their party. And conspiracy influencers have seized the opportunity to take the mainstream and boosted the radical tone a little bit further, because there are good reasons for them to do that. First of all, this is, for a conspiratorial mind, this is a mysterious part in the grand scheme of things, right? I mean, these dogs attack children, some people protecting these dogs. There must be something going on here. Additionally, this is a new front in the culture war. Who can defend these child killer vicious monsters, right? Of course, bloody liberals and idiot progressives, and they want to change the way we live. There's no reason otherwise. And also remember, this is a hot topic. So more interaction, more money. And putting a gore photo, putting some racist slur brings more interaction. And especially since this whiny little tyrant, let's say, made it very profitable business. And conspiracy networks finally want to target individuals easily agitated by the by this kind of radical discourse. Therefore, their other extreme ideas can be grabbed more easily, more smoothly, right? I mean, whoever can be provoked by the idea of child killer dogs is a good candidate for deadly vaccine rhetoric. Finally, from a different perspective, this is a new kind of moral panic, right? We have seen this all along. It's not unique to this time period. It's not unique to Turkey. People shared photos of injured children and claiming they were abducted, they were missing, they were abused, boosting the idea of child abuse moral panic. and bringing more attraction to QAnon and similar conspiracy networks, right? And anything in the culture war, hate against women, hate against LGBT, neurodiversity, even hate against video games are part of all conspiracy networks. So I guess that's the end of it. Everyone live and well, and bring Luna back for the question and answers. And thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Our first question comes from Cleo, and she asks, I heard that dogs in Istanbul meet up in groups with their mates for the day, and then those with homes go back in the evening. Is this true?
Sorry, can I take this last part? I didn't hear the last part.
Is this true, that the dogs meet up with their dog friends, hang around for the day, and those that do have homes to go to leave, and the other dogs stay together?
Not precisely anymore. I mean, right now the stray dog issue comes up to a point. Like when dogs are, I guess, I'm not a behavior expert, but when dogs are increased such quantities, the resources are not enough anymore. So dogs tend to get packed, and dog packs could be dangerous for other dogs as well. So you can see a lot of dog fights in the ground. I mean, dog issue, the stray dog issue is not something we can ignore, but it's not like evil game. It completely happened before the political force didn't do anything in time. But the problem is it comes to a point that it's dangerous for everyone, not only people, but also your dogs, your cats, your other animals, etc.
Great. Our next question is from Anonymous, and they ask, is it possible that cats are as lethal as dogs, but they're just more cunning and better able to get away with it?
Yeah, probably. I mean... I think cats are special. I mean, they are entirely different story. I mean, the approach of human to cats are also different story, you know, because I remember, for instance, many apartments are taking care of a street cat in their basement. It's a very regular activity for everyone in Turkey. And they don't do that for dogs, for instance. So there is a different behavior. And cats are hunters, real hunters. They are able to find their own source. So they don't need to actually attack anyone else. So they don't have any problem with it. The behavior is different as well. They have their own issues. Street cats have their own problems for the environment, but it's debatable, right? Everything is debatable. I mean, dogs should be on street or not. This is a very debatable question, and valid arguments can be told over a beer.
Our next question is from Lawrence, and they ask, many Islamic cultures consider dogs to be unclean. How much does that contribute to the conspiracy?
I foreseen this question. I looked at the answer. The problem with Islamic approach to the dog, dogs should not be, most of the sects, let's say, because everything in Islam is talked about sects. Different sects have different behavior. But the general idea in Turkey, dogs should be okay, mostly. Because the working dogs are completely okay, but you shouldn't keep the dogs in your house because they eat poo. So it's strictly forbidden to have the dog inside your house, but other than that, it's okay. But recently the trend is to prevent dog ownership in especially very religious communities, to prevent dog ownership just for leisure purposes. I mean, just as a pet. If you want the dog, get a herd. kind of mentality.
Our next question is from Adam, and they ask, do most people still like the dogs despite these conspiracy theories?
Definitely. I mean, dogs are part of the life. I was in university, and professors or academic personnel or its students, we were all teaming up with just to care a dog or cat in the campus. I mean, our campus has resident dogs, multiple generation. We had three tripods. I couldn't find his picture, but he was an adorable dog, and we were like, we got used to live with that. This is packing dog packs and attacking dogs is a very new concept. And worst of it, we don't have data. Nobody has data. There are made up data by government just a week before the legislation, new legislation, but there is no data about this. So we don't know, but dogs are part of this. Some people are afraid of dogs. Yes, stray dogs in Turkey are big. They are mostly from the, because of their originated species, they are big and they can be scary. But in general, people got used to live with that.
Okay. Our next question is anonymous again. And they ask, have there been any accusations of canine espionage similar or other animals, the other animal-related conspiracy theories?
I have seen one, not included exactly here, partly included here, but the conspiracy was like very low-reach Twitter account, but this the idea was that these dogs are engineered by the Pavlov principles, rational again, thank you, Igor. Pavlov principles, and these are engineered to attack people for, of course, national security.
I've heard of pigeons planning a coup.
Sorry? Raccoon.
Oh, I am sorry. Our final question comes from Nick Garrett, and they ask, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
This is a girl, please.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
That was the Skeptics in the Pub online podcast. For more skeptical content, including information about future talks, please like us on Facebook, follow at SITP on Twitter, or head to our website at sitp.online, where you'll also find a link to all the ways you can get in touch with us, including our Discord server. Music in this episode was provided by Thula Bora and used with permission. Until next time, thanks for listening.